This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Parliament has passed the Appropriation Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha returning it to the lower house after discussion. Lok Sabha has already given its approval to the Appropriation Bill. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlighted that government's budgeting is transparent and realistic. She said, "Centre is giving over 57,381 crore rupees for Economic Stabilization Fund." Finance Minister highlighted that India's economy stands at a position of strength today. She said central government's capital outlay has increased 4.2 times from 2.63 lakh crores in 2017-18 to 12.20 lakh crores in 2026-27. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the Narendra Modi government has initiated performance-based politics in the country instead of the politics of vote bank. Replying to a discussion on demand for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways in Lok Sabha last evening, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "The Modi government has brought big changes in the railways in the last decade and has worked on all dimensions of the sector.
Railway ki financial health.
The financial health of the railways has improved significantly due to the efforts made over the past 10 years under the leadership of the Honorable Prime Minister. The railways has a strong focus on safety, passenger amenities, and enhancing the facilities provided to passengers.
Aur passengers ke liye jo suvidha hai, unko badhane ke liye."
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan over the phone. During the conversation, the two leaders discussed the current situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, reiterated India's strong condemnation of attacks on the UAE that have caused loss of innocent lives and damage to civilian infrastructure. Both leaders also stressed the importance of ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. The Prime Minister said both countries will continue to work together for early restoration of peace, security and stability in the region. Mr. Modi also conveyed advanced Eid greetings to the UAE President. Indian Embassy in Doha has said Qatar Airways operated 5 flights to India yesterday, bringing back over 1,600 Indian nationals amid ongoing airspace restrictions in Qatar. The embassy said the airline plans to expand connectivity from today with flights to 9 Indian destinations. It added that Qatar's airspace remains largely closed with only limited operations permitted and advised passengers to book tickets through official channels. Meanwhile, the conflict in West Asia has intensified. The Israeli Defense Forces have claimed a major strike on Iran's command structure, saying Ali Larijani and a senior Basij commander were killed. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, has informed that all the Indian sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. Mr. Sinha informed this while addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi. Mr. Sinha also highlighted that the second LPG carrier, Nanda Devi, has reached Kandla, Gujarat, after safely crossing Strait of Hormuz. Addressing the briefing, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sarma, yesterday said petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantity throughout the country. The Trinamool Congress TMC has released its candidate for the list of 2026 West Bengal Assembly elections, announcing nominees for 291 of the 294 constituencies. The three Darjeeling Hill seats have been left to its ally, the Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha, BGPM. Party Chief Mamata Banerjee will once again contest from Bhavanipur, where the BJP has already fielded Leader of Opposition Subhendu Adhikari. For Keralam Assembly elections, Congress Party has released a list of 55 candidates for the upcoming Assembly polls in Keralam. In badminton, in the opening day of the Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament, women's single Akarshi Kashyap defeated Wai Li of Chinese Taipei at the Palais des Sports in France in a qualifier match this evening. She won the match by 21-17, 21-19. And that is the end of this news bulletin.